It is Everton up next for the Reds. It is Ian Ryan with your pre-match warm-up. And I'm joined by Neil Atkinson, Ian Salmon and Kieran Molyneux for this one. We will have Luke Davis a little bit later in the show. But Neil, I do want to touch on the fixture first of all before we get stuck into the manager's press conference. Listen, a lot of things have gone wrong this season. I think it's fair to say one or two wrongs do need to be put right. And there's probably no better place to start than the Hill Dickinson Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock.
Yep, I think you're almost being too kind. There's a lot of players who've not played as well as we'd like. There's been a lot of bad results from Liverpool's point of view. There's been a lot of bad results in big games from Liverpool's point of view. But this is a massive game. If you'd have asked me before a ball was kicked this season, would you rather win the League Cup or would you rather win at the Hill Dickinson? I'd rather win at the Hill Dickinson. And there'll be some people who don't agree with that or don't like that, but I don't care. I think the idea of getting off on the front foot in that ground, I think is hugely positive for Liverpool. So it's a huge opportunity. You know, Liverpool can still finish third, fourth, fifth, sixth, maybe even seventh this season. I think if they win on Sunday, I'd be surprised if they finish beneath fifth at that point. But whichever way this season goes, if they've won at the Hill Dickinson, people will remember it as the season they won the first one at the Hill Dickinson. And that can sound reductive, but it's true. The people who were there will remember that. The people who are watching the game out in the city will remember that. And the Liverpoolians all around the world will remember that. They'll remember this fixture. And I think that to me is, you know, if I was Arne Slot, that's the thing I will be pointing out. It's a real opportunity for someone to grab a space in Liverpoolian folklore. And there's lads there who are already legends, so they can add one more bit to their legendary status. And there's some footballers, an example being Alexander Isak, an example being Ryu Ingamoa, an example even being Jeremy Frimpong, who so far have not got to achieve much in a Liverpool shirt. But if they're part of a win on Sunday, then people will remember that and it'll resonate, and it'll resonate for the rest of their Liverpool careers. You know, there's a lot of Liverpool supporters who, in the cold light of day, we all think we spent too much money on Andy Carroll. But everyone remembers the Andy Carroll header against Everton in the semi-final